just like Liu and Spillhouse observed in the growth of the Earth. Therefore, it would appear that during the 62-million-year cycle, a lower-frequency sphere of galactic energy was moving through the solar system. This sphere would have the geometry of an octahedron or cube in time. Each sphere appears to be rippling away from the center of the galaxy at a slow, even speed. Once the galactic octahedron passed us by, we came under the influence of the galactic icosahedron, though the shadows of the octahedron still are tugging on us a bit, as Mueller and Rode discovered. A higher frequency sphere of energy then flooded into our solar system, and this may have created enough of an increase in solar radiation that it made the fossil record appear to have a 26-million-year cycle rather than a 25-million-year pattern. Carbon dating is based on a smooth, unchanging flow of solar radiation in order to produce the results we see. The new 25-million-year cycle started appearing in the fossil record some 250 million years ago, meaning we've now had 10 cycles, or one complete revolution of the galaxy, since it started. Since we've now completed a full circle, that may very well mean that we're now moving into the next big bubble of energy, with an even higher level of coherence. Also, let's not forget that the original solid crust of the Earth began breaking up along equidistant points that formed a tetrahedron by about 220 million years ago, perhaps showing the gradual, long-term Earth effects that kicked in once this new sphere of energy arrived. The grid may very well be shifting into a new configuration at this time, which could explain why honeybees and other migratory animals are getting increasingly lost and confused. Galactic energy spheres outside the Milky Way. If this is truly a universal harmonic system we're dealing with, then these expanding spheres should be detectable in other galaxies. We remember that the source field often flows into our spacetime through non-visible electromagnetic frequencies, such as ultraviolet. So, we could look for changes in the electromagnetic spectrum of galaxies, in rippling, circular, concentric layers like an onion. And that is exactly what we find. This amazing story was covered in an April 1993 issue of Discover magazine. Dr. William Tift was studying redshift, which is electromagnetic radiation from space, outside the visible spectrum in the microwave range. Normally, astronomers assume these frequencies indicate how far away something is. Tift's discoveries seriously challenged that preciously guarded model because he found that redshift did not stay the same in one galaxy. It was separated into concentric layers. The frequency grew increasingly higher as you moved toward the center, and it always changed by the same amount. Again, he used the word quantized to describe these separate layers. The Discover article compared this galactic phenomenon to the energy states of an atom. And let's not forget that Kozarev also discovered a quantized change in the weight of an object after he bumped some of its atoms over into time-space. The atoms seemed to be popping back in through layers of geometry that would reappear, one at a time, over 15 to 20 minutes. Best of all, Tift found that these spheres of energy were on the move, just as we would expect, based on the fossil record. More recently, Tift has also claimed to have evidence from observing the same galaxies over a period of 10 years that their redshifts change over time. We may be seeing some form of galactic evolution taking place before our very eyes, he says. Despite the fact that this is considered rogue astronomy because it slaughters the sacred cow of redshift, a variety of credible investigations have concluded that the quantized redshift effect is genuine. One 2006 study detected one of TIFT's redshift values at a 95% confidence level. A 2007 study reviewed the history of all these investigations from the 1970s up until the time they published and concluded that the effect really could be genuine. In 2003, Bell and Camot found the same quantized layers of energy, like concentric spheres within an onion, in fully 91 different galaxies. A different study from the Journal of Astrophysics and Astronomy in 1997 examined over 250 different galaxies and found these same layers of energy in every single one of them. The effect was so obvious that it could be easily seen by eye in maps of the frequencies, and they said the confidence levels were extremely high.